Preface. In recent years, governments, donors, UN agencies and NGOs have paid close attention to the issue of providing access to contraception as a key development strategy. Access to contraception is an essential reproductive right, enabling individuals and couples to make and follow through on decisions around the number, timing and limiting of pregnancies. Data testifies to the fact that women and men who are unable to access contraception, in any country, come mostly from the poorer wealth quintiles, lower education quintiles, live in rural or hard-to-reach areas. The gap in accessing contraception between the rich and the poor, the better and the lesser educated, the urban and the rural and hard-to-reach, speaks of a social inequality in being able to realize this fundamental right. Women being able to plan, space and limit their families is key in reducing poverty and ensuring gender equality. However, while being able to access contraception is a fundamental right in itself, there have been examples in the past which show that other aspects of rights have been trampled in providing contraception. These have been especially true when states have employed coercive strategies in population reduction plans. If we truly want the contraception and family planning agenda to be sustainable and be part and parcel of everyday conversations and decisions of individuals and families, we need to respect all the other different facets of reproductive rights that exist. These include, but are not limited to, the right to information and counseling, the right to choice of method and a variety of methods to choose from, the right to access all other reproductive health services because ill health drives families further into poverty, the right to safe sex, the right to termination of pregnancy when contraception fails. These rights should be realized by even the most marginalized people, the poor, the less educated, those living in rural and hard-to-reach areas, the young and those most often overlooked such as sex workers and transgender people. This guide serves to help civil society advocates understand and help governments uphold the highest standards possible when implementing this critical development strategy. The tools in the guide can also be used by health professionals within the health systems at the national level, as a resource and assessment tool for provision of rights-based contraceptive information and services. ARRO and our partners are working to ensure that universal access to SRHR remains high on the development agenda in the Asia-Pacific region and the Global South, and that national and international policy and decision-makers are improving SRHR policies and investments to benefit the underserved and most marginalized groups, especially women and girls. As the SRHR agenda has prominence within Agenda 2030, we feel it is critical that provision of SRH and contraception services are available, accessible, acceptable and of the highest quality. Human rights standards help ensure this. ARRO recognizes the contributions of T.K. Sundri Ravindran, who has been working in close collaboration with ARRO to develop this guide. Her dedication to mentoring and guiding ARRO staff and partners in understanding human rights standards has enriched our ability to hold service providers to accountable to higher standards. It is our greatest hope that this contribution helps build a strong movement of governments, donors, civil society, service providers and UN agencies who are committed to ensuring and fulfilling rights in providing universal access to contraception. Sivanathai Thinantiran, Executive Director. Page 10. Page 11.